This delightful music, written in 1900 by the English composer Richard Waltheow, provides a gentle start to a very special musical journey through the 20th century, a period which has seen many dramatic changes socially, politically, and culturally. I'm Lawrence Perkins, but your travelling companion throughout this journey is really the bassoon, a unique musical voice which composers in that exciting and eventful century explored in a vast range of musical settings and styles. This recorded anthology follows that path in chronological order, featuring some of the key works in the bassoon's repertoire, with excerpts specially recorded for this sampler. One of the best known is in some ways a retrospective piece. The sonata by the French composer Saint-Saëns is a beautiful work written in 1921, but looking back at earlier musical styles, perhaps with a slight sense of nostalgia. There is only time for a few brief excerpts in this sampler. In fact, the range of musical styles featured in this anthology is quite astonishing. There is humour, somewhat dark in the case of Prokofiev in his humorous scherzo, which is an original work for four bassoons, and delightfully quirky in the case of Granville Bantock in his music inspired by the witches in Shakespeare's Macbeth. Then, very suddenly, we are plunged into an exotic, sun-soaked Brazilian landscape. This wonderful music, around on seven notes, is by the Brazilian composer Villa-Lobos, inspired by the folk music of his native land. This excerpt was recorded specially for this demo presentation using a digital string backing. Needless to say, the real recording with the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra will be a totally different sonic experience. British music features prominently in this anthology. One rarity is the Threnody and Scherzo by the great English composer Arnold Bax, a colourful and substantial work written in 1936 with an unusual scoring of string sextet and harp, which is why it isn't heard very often. Then we have a very powerful work, the sonata by the great German composer Paul Hindemith, written in 1938, the year when, rather quickly, Hindemith had to escape the Nazis and take refuge in Switzerland. This music explores in particular the high notes in the tenor register of the bassoon to perfection. But amongst some very beautiful writing, one can hear dark clouds looming.
Oh.
I think Hindemith's deep felt feelings of having to leave his homeland come across very clearly in this sonata. Just 4 years later, the young French composer Henri Dutilleux, still very much influenced by the music of Debussy, was creating his own special musical language. Maybe the events in Paris during those war years contributed to the particular characters of his composition for bassoon and piano from 1942. A reflective and occasionally agitated saraband, followed by a dark and somewhat macabre cortege. The young Henri Dutilleux, exploring the bleak side of both the bassoon and the piano during those dark years in Paris. A somewhat lighter wartime contribution comes from Herbert Howells, who celebrated the rare treat of an egg for dinner by composing a short minuet entitled Grace for a Fresh Egg, written for his bassoonist friend who provided this rare wartime ingredient one evening. It was 6 years after the war that a pupil of Vaughan Williams composed a wonderful concertino for bassoon and string orchestra for the great English virtuoso Gwydion Brooke. The composer was Elizabeth McConkie. This excerpt from the third movement illustrates how well she juxtaposes the light-hearted and the lyrical characters of the bassoon. Astonishingly, this very special work by Elizabeth McConkie from 1951 will be receiving its world premiere commercial recording. It is one of seven premiere recordings in this 20th century anthology of music featuring the bassoon. The Quintet by Gordon Jacob, written in 1969, is not a premiere recording, but it is a truly delightful piece which is very rarely heard. And for this recording, I will be joined by the world-famous Carducci String Quartet. However, the next piece really is a premiere, and one which is very special for me, as I gave the very first performance of this unaccompanied piece in 1975 in the presence of the composer. The music is by Alan Ridout, inspired by Shakespeare's play The Tempest, and is entitled Caliban and Ariel. And this is Ariel, the airy spirit. Thank you. the evocative music of Alan Ridout, one of just two unaccompanied works in this anthology. The next work dates from 1985, during a period of serious unrest in Poland. This was the era of solidarity, of civil resistance in support of workers' rights. During this period, the great Polish composer Andrzej Panufnik started to compose a bassoon concerto. Then he heard the news about the Polish priest Jerzy Popieluszko, who was murdered by agents of the security service. Panufnik immediately dedicated the concerto to his memory, as a tribute to the priest's dedication to truth and love, and his fight against fear, intimidation, and violence. A lament for a brave Roman Catholic priest during the troubled times in Poland. After a brief moment of gentle calm from French composer Henri Sauguet, one of the few original works for bassoon and harp, we come to the last two pieces in this anthology, both of which were written for me. The first is a sonata written in 1991 by Sir Richard Rodney Bennett, who is perhaps best known for his wonderful film music, of which the score for Murder on the Orient Express earned him a BAFTA. Like so many composers who work in the film industry, Richard explored different musical languages in his commercial and concert repertoire, and in this bassoon sonata he explores a spicy but lyrical musical language, creating a unique and very special sound world all of its own. Music of Sir Richard Rodney Bennett. This is another premiere recording when I am joined by pianist Michael Hancock, for whom the work was also written as a joint dedication. This brings us to the final work in this 20th century anthology. Written for me in 1999 by the English composer David Bedford. It brings us firmly back into the world of tonality, inspired and loosely based on the Scottish pibroch, beloved of bagpipe players north of the border. Dreams of Stack Polly is totally unaccompanied. It's like a miniature tone poem depicting in just 4 minutes the ascent and descent of this famous mountain in northwest Scotland. The piece makes a particularly beautiful ending to a very special musical journey.